Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Craig Green. Address is 14824 Coulter, C-O-U-L-T-E-R Way, Magalia, California, 95954. Phone 408-891-1809. ID is XXX XXX 2726. Date of birth 5/16/1923. The pharmacy is Costco. Insurance is Medicare / ACCENDO, parenthesis CVS in parenthesis. Is just to Ken Gillen, G-I-L-L-E-N-P-A. Paradise Medical Group, 6460 Pence Road, Paradise, California, 95969-30673, 530-872-6650, 530-877-2196, parenthesis fax and parenthesis. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of chronic tremor, subparagraph, suspected possible association with familial Parkinson's, subparagraph, current clinical symptoms of recurrent nocturnal restless leg-restless leg syndrome. Dear Ken Gillen and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Craig Green. New paragraph. Craig was seen initially for examination on June 15, 2023, giving a history of nocturnal cramps and restlessness for which he would take one Vicodin at bedtime infrequently, subparagraph reports utilizing very little Vicodin over a period of many years, possibly 30 tablets. New paragraph. In consideration of this, I have given him an initial prescription for carbidopa levodopa 25-100 to take for symptoms of restlessness. New paragraph. He did report a history of restlessness in his right upper extremity, but this is variable. New paragraph. He went on vacation taking a 7-week road trip with his wife across the country, which produced an increased amount of relaxation and, by his report, an improvement in his clinical symptoms and sense of well-being. New paragraph. His medical records through extensive medical problems in the past, list these vertically: hypertriglyceridemia, morbid obesity, anxiety disorder, depressive disorder, restless legs, essential hypertension, coronary atherosclerosis, recurrent sinusitis, seasonal allergy, acid reflux, GERD without esophagitis, umbilical hernia, arthritis, knee derangement, shoulder joint pain, chronic tremor, hand numbness, fungal sinusitis, left foot pain, chronic insomnia, right hip bursitis. New paragraph: medical regimen includes the following, list these vertically: aspirin 81 milligrams, Augmentin tablets, Plavix 75 milligrams, flecainamide 150 milligram tablets, fluticasone, Curdalac, Losartan, Meloxicam, Metoprolol 50 milligrams extended release, Mirtazapine 15 milligrams, Omeprazole 20 milligrams, Sildenafil 100 milligrams, Trazodone 50 milligrams. Medical allergies: sulfa antibiotics producing hives. New paragraph. Recent laboratory studies performed at Enlo were within broad limits of normal. And show a relatively low LDL cholesterol. He has a history of pain at the base of his right thumb with crepitation. There is no other tremor present on examination. New paragraph: recent cardiovascular evaluation identified atherosclerotic disease in the left anterior descending coronary artery with frequent bigeminal PVCs and second-degree AV block with pauses. Echocardiography showed good ventricular output. Cardiac cath completed February 19, 2023. Produced successful PTCA stents of the circumflex and the left anterior descending -2 stents with mild to moderate disease seen in the right coronary artery but without stenosis in the circumflex. New paragraph: he reports that he's concerned about the tremor in his hands, similar to his mother's, who developed Parkinsonism. New paragraph: today, we reviewed his history, findings, and examination and consideration for further treatment. I have refilled his Vicodin by written prescription for 30 tablets, with instructions to take one tablet if he develops restless leg symptoms. New paragraph. He may continue to take the carbidopa levodopa if he has more restlessness, for which we will perform a reevaluation when he returns. New paragraph. Parenthesis, carbidopa levodopa is the standard of care therapy for restless leg syndrome. New paragraph. In consideration of his concerns, his clinical history and findings, noting that his MR brain imaging study showed no other findings other than ischemic microvascular disease on a routine MR imaging study, we will schedule him for a DAT brain nuclear medicine imaging scan for exclusion of findings of early Parkinson's disease. New paragraph. I will see him back for reevaluation with further recommendations as may be indicated. New paragraph. Considering marginal clinical symptoms of any Parkinson's findings, I wouldn't be surprised if the DAT scan is within normal limits. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when he returns.